want to bring you a message today on the evils of television. Someone has said, and I believe, that TV is evil and it will deceive. And if you watch it and fail to pray, you can be sure you'll regret it someday. Some of the same churches that have always testified against the evils of the movie theater are now silent on the evils of television, which is actually far worse, for it brings the movies right into the living room and the homes. Pastors and preachers confess that since TV has been in the homes of their people, that there is not the same interest in prayer meetings in their own home. The story is told of a little 5-year-old girl sitting watching TV, and she turned and said to her mother, "I want a Schlitz beer." I wonder where she got that idea. Let me ask you, isn't it wrong to allow anyone to bring into our homes the low, vulgar, and off-color language of the dives of sin to fill these little minds with actions and words? Isn't it wrong to encourage drinking, smoking, petting, sexual promiscuity, vulgarity, murder, robbing, dancing, gambling, rape, and worldliness, and all kinds of sins right into the homes, right in before our families? This is what is accomplished by the television set, or someone has said the devil vision, the one-eyed monster. My friend, television was produced by mostly worldly men and women, and the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Television is an extension of the theater. Preachers used to cry aloud and spare not about the movie theaters. Today, television is an extension of the theater brought right into the homes. Television fosters frivolous thinking and distracts souls from salvation. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Television undermines, my friend, and distracts many souls from salvation. We find in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, "But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them." I know that this message will go right down across the grain. I know that many people will not support this kind of preaching because it is an accepted thing today. I can remember when the TV set was not a common household item. But today, it is. You can look at the statistics from the 1950 to 1960 and see the drifting in the church world. The numbers went down in Sunday night meetings, prayer meetings, yes, and even Sunday morning meetings. And television undermines reverence and presents modernistic religious programs. List Hebrews chapter 12. and verse 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. If you preach the gospel without fear and without favor and without compromise, it's unwanted even in the pulpits and on the radio stations, let alone on the television. I've been turned down on radio stations just because I take an uncompromising stand. Television creates sensual living through their cheap, jazzy, rock music, country music, and almost all kind of music, even so-called gospel music, especially this contemporary stuff that's hit the market in the last few years. Listen to what the Bible said in James 1, verses 14 and 15. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Television breaks down resistance to temptation. It does not promote resistance to sin. Television does not promote and get people to resist sin. Television, my friend, breaks down resistance to temptation. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22, where the inspired word of God said, abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, you might not like that, but that's what the Word of God says. This is not Brother Mitchell's word. This is the Word of God that I'm giving to you. I'm talking about the evils of TV. Television glorifies the materialistic to keep up with the Joneses. And you know I'm telling the truth. TV presents a falsehood, a deceptive lie, and promotes materialistic things. But listen to the Word of God in 1 Timothy 6, verses 10 and 11. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Listen, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Do you know of any television set or television program that promotes righteousness, that promotes godliness, that gives faith, that makes love more abounding in your life, that gives you more patience, or makes you meeker? No, there's all kind of crime, robbery, gambling, all kind of gambling programs on TV today, and it promotes crime and base emotions. Well, listen to James chapter 1 and verse 21, where the Word of God says out without any hesitation and warns everyone and says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But he goes ahead to say, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yes, television, the programs are evil. I'm not talking about the box. I'm not talking about the box if it were not plugged up. I'm talking about the programs are produced by mostly by worldly men and women. Some infidels. Some do not believe in the God that you and I are supposed to believe in. Some are even agnostics and some are reprobates. They hate the church. They're against the Bible. They make fun of God and holy living. They talk about it being the 1980s. They're eating the foundation from under the home and the church. Television exalts sex appeal. But listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, 27 and 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her in his heart. You know, if you're an honest person and will tell the truth, there's more nakedness, lewdness, and adultery and lust promoted on TV than anywhere else. Somebody has said to me one time, said, but you see the same thing on the street, Brother Mitchell. I said, yes, but you don't have to take it home with you. Jesus said, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Television is a thief of precious time, talents, and money. Yes, television will steal. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Television steals time, talents, and money. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We are to be faithful. Television is a tool of propaganda and brainwashing to corrupt the world. Yes, my friend, look at the downgrade of the moral standard since 1950. Just look in the last 35 to 40 years. What's happened since TV has become a common household item? Remember, my friend, we're changed into what we behold. Therefore, look to Christ and His Word and not to television. We're told in Isaiah and in chapter 45 and verse 22, He said, look unto me, be ye saved, saith the Lord, for I am God, and beside me there is none other. Souls of others might be led astray by your example. That's right, my friend, especially the men of God, especially the Christian world. We are to be faithful. We are to let our light shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. There has been a day in my lifetime when the Christians would shun the appearance of evil. They would not attend the movies. The preachers and pulpits come down strong against the evils of the theater. And they said it promotes lust, and it promotes crime, bloodshed, and it promotes strong drink and divorce and a phony, unreal life. This is why that the teenagers of our generation has gone astray. The standard has been let down. The mouths of the preachers have been silenced by cliques in the church. They have compromised until it's pathetic in our day. Oh, I think we need a revival in the hearts of the people of God and the preachers of the gospel. We need to cry aloud again. We need to be like Micah of old. Though the king said he prophesies nothing good about me, his words are always bad and negative. But we need to take a lesson from the men of God and remember that Micah was hated. Jeremiah was put into a pit of mire. John the Baptist was beheaded for preaching against a drunken party and a lewd woman and a lost king. That's right. The Apostle Paul was thrown in jail for crying out against sin. Christ was crucified and unwanted. It amazes me how the Christian world today is so accepted by a world that said we will not have this Christ to reign over us. And they led him out and nailed him to a cross and crucified him. And so someone has said, and I believe, that TV is evil and it will deceive. And if you watch it and fail to pray, you can be sure you'll regret it someday.